Through their investment in the Minnesota Corn Checkoff, corn growers are fueling research and initiatives that build a more sustainable future for farmers and all Minnesotans. The Minnesota Corn Podcast introduces you to the individuals who are shaping future ag practices, identifying new markets, and promoting agriculture with the non-farming public.
Our guest for this episode is Bob Dressen, manager of Farm at the ARB at the University of Minnesota Arboretum.
For our listeners that aren't familiar with the ARB, give us some background on Farm at the Arboretum.
Let's start with the Arboretum itself. It's about 1,200 acres in itself, mostly horticulture. We got the research center with the apples and the trees and the vines. But they decided to bring the story of production agriculture to the Arboretum. Since the University of Minnesota is a ag school, they wanted to bring that aspect to the Arboretum, and the Minnesota Corn Growers Association was the first one to jump on board and support that, and we truly thank them for that. So we've got several other sponsors as well, or donations, some big donors in the agriculture industry. And they decided to bring this out here to tell the story. There's a lot of people that really are so disconnected from the farm. I know, like my grandparents' generation back in the early 1900s, I would say 70% of the people had connections or grew up on a farm. Well, now, in this day and age, I don't even know what the percentage is, but it's not very big, that the community or the population really doesn't understand agriculture and the story of it. You know, they read about it, they probably saw some stuff, but they really don't get that feel to be in there. And that's what we're doing here at the farm at the ARB, is we're telling that story so people can come out to the Arboretum and come out to the farm and see what's going on, see what agriculture production is happening now. So, you know, we're telling a story from the past, the present, and to the future. And within that, you know, we'll do like what I've done is, you know, we'll do like walking through the field. You'll have conventional corn on one side and BT corn on the other, and, you know, Roundup Ready beans and et cetera. And I'm including a lot of production that is known to the state of Minnesota. Now, for me, growing up on a dairy farm, I pretty much just planted corn, beans, alfalfa, and some small grain. Well, here at the Arboretum, I get to plant other things that I'm not so familiar with, but is a part of the story of Minnesota agriculture production. Next year, I plan on putting in sugar beets, for example. I'm going to go to plant some small, you know, edible beans next year, which I've never done, which is more common in northern Minnesota in the Red River Valley. There's several other things that I get to do here to teach and show our members and our guests what story of agriculture is all about. And, you know, I encourage people when they stop, is if they see me, come over and ask me, hey, if you don't know, if you got any questions, please, engage me. You know, I try to answer the best I can, you know, and I want people to understand that the food just doesn't come from the grocery store. There is work behind it and how this is grown and where this comes from. So we encourage people to really come out here and take a good look of what's going on in the story of production agriculture.
Bob, you're so right about that shift from rural to urban in the last century, and realizing that you just joined a year ago, the farm at the ARB, and with COVID restrictions, I'm not sure how many interactions you've been able to have with people that come out to the farm, but when you've talked to visitors, what are some of the common questions? You mentioned, you know, having some conventional corn next to BT corn. They'll probably look at that and not realize there's a difference. So what are some of the questions and what are some of the clarifications that you really want to make sure to provide?
Well, the biggest thing is when you're walking through it, you know, we're set up so that the path walks through like you're walking through the middle of the cornfield. So you can see the differences between the two. But it's something that, you know, without me being there, they may not get, okay, this side is the BT corn. And, you know, right now, why is that, you know, cleaner than the other corn, you know, than conventional corn? You know, there's a lot of questions that they'd have, you know, not only with corn, but with other crops, to say, you know, what is this growing? I had a, I had some people stop and ask me the other day, what is this plant? It's blooming right now. Well, I've got buckwheat growing. And they asked me, are you truly a farmer? And I said, yeah. I said, well, I farmed for 24 years on my own, you know, milking cows. I said, I guess that qualifies me. And they started laughing. They said, well, it was a mom. She was probably in her 70s and the kids are probably in their 40s. And they said, yeah, they grew up on a farm down in southern Wisconsin. So it's really neat to talk to these people, and they're not sure, you know, what questions to ask, but they see by looking, there is a difference between this crop and that crop, and whether it's BT corn or Roundup Ready corn, and why is that? And that's what we're there to answer, you know, to get those questions answered so they have a better understanding of what's really going on in agriculture in Minnesota today.
And you nailed it right there, Bob. There are a lot of questions, and it really matters where the answers come from. And if people are going to the internet to find answers, they can come across a lot of misinformation. And I know that's something important to commodity groups throughout the state, including the Minnesota corn growers. And they have become involved in Farm at the ARB. What's their level of involvement, and what specifically are they doing to help support the programming?
Well, first of all, this early summer, they came out and had one of their, I would say conventions, but one of their meetings out here at the Arboretum. And then I got to speak to them as well. And, you know, it's early stages yet, but they are highly involved. Like I said, they were the first ones to jump on board to get this out here. But we also have some events that are going on that from support of the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. For example, we've got a farm crawl. It's called, and it's Corn and More. It's a digital scavenger hunt that visitors can access using their smartphone. Takes them basically on a tour of the farm. Completing the scavenger hunt, the visitors can stop by the Arboretum's gift shop store and receive a gift from the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. That's one event that they're sponsoring. The other one is they're hosting Corn is Everywhere, which is on the weekend of September 11th and 12th, and we encourage people to come out to the Arboretum and enjoy that. A lot more friendly at farm activities, family activities, including cornhole, corn shucking, and more. You can go to our website at the University of Minnesota, umn.edu/cornEverywhere, and find more information about that. And I highly encourage people to come out for that. And the biggest thing, too, that I want to let people know is that, you know, I don't think we get enough word out that what's going on at the farm up here. And a lot of people stop up here since it's new, and they have a lot of questions, but I wish that, you know, and I'm hoping that, and I think the corn growers have done a wonderful job in promoting that to get that word out that we're up here talking about farming here at the Arboretum.
You mentioned the website for the upcoming event in September. Is there a general website address for the Arboretum as well, or where would you point people to?
Yes, you can go to our website, the arboretum.umn.edu, and if you can't find it there, the best thing to do is probably to call to the Arboretum. If you're unable to locate it on the website, it should be there. I'm not as savvy as a lot of people when it comes to finding stuff on websites, and a lot of times I pick up the phone and just call. But either way, you should be able to find it, and they can either direct you to the part on the website or possibly answer the questions about coming out here for that event, or those events for that matter.
Well, more than 1,000 acres, I think people could make a full day of it. Anything else about the ARB that you want to make sure we talk about today, Bob?
You know, the biggest thing is every year the farm is evolving. We're adding more things all the time. You know, we're going to be adding, we've added the apples and grapes, of course, but the crops are going to rotate. We've got three crops out there, little plots, I'll call them, that have what they call crops of the future. So something that the University of Minnesota may be developing, like Kernza, which would be a perennial wheatgrass, you know, we've got that on display. A silphium or a silflower, we've got that on display. So there's a lot of things that we're doing out here that not only ties in current agriculture practices, but also encourages the possibility of future crops. Along with that, I'm trying to encourage and develop, you know, more conservation practices out here as well, to make sure that we at the Arboretum, at Farm at the Arb, is that we want to be, you know, worth stewards of the land. We want to promote that as well. And I think the Minnesota Corn Growers Association is fully on board with that. So there's a lot of things happening. And like the Arboretum in itself, it's constantly changing. You know, from springtime, we're doing the planting season. In the summertime, you know, we're watching it grow. We'll probably have the harvest of the small grains, you know, which we would have here in the past month of July and August, to watching the crops mature and into the harvest. So there's a lot of activities, no matter when you come out during the spring, summer, fall, to see at the Farm at the Arb. I highly encourage people to stop out for that. And I think, like I said, I thank the Minnesota Corn Growers Association for being the first ones to jump on board for this. And I think it's a wonderful story. I, you know, growing up on a farm, for most people, you know, once that farming's in your blood, it's in your blood forever. And I truly love it. I mean, my life's come full circle, and I enjoy going to work every morning, coming out here and talking with the people and encouraging them to get in the fields, walk out there and look at the corn, you know, see where it's at and understand how it's growing. And, you know, like this year with the drought, I mean, it shows it on our crops out here, but it's considering the drought, they look pretty good. So yeah, please stop out and enjoy what we have here. Not only Farm at the Arb, but the Arboretum itself. Yeah, you could, on 1200 acres, you can spend a day or two out here and easily not get through it all. And then a month later, it looks different again. So, you know, I highly encourage people just to come on out more than once, at least come out for the first time and stop by and say hi.
You can also learn more by visiting mncorn.org.